I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in every Sunday morning. We so appreciate you. And, you know, I've Decided is about you. That's what it is. We are about you, your goals. What is it that you want to achieve in life? We want to go alongside you, offer you the resources, the motivation, the encouragement, inspiration to help you be successful in whatever it is that you can imagine. Maybe you want to write a book, finish school, or what about opening your own business, going into business for yourself? That could be something that you are considering doing. And we have over 50 businesses now who are a part of I've Decided. Want to give a huge shout out to those business members. You can find our resources, our business members, at ivedecided.org and simply click on the resource page. All of those businesses are the reason that we are able to have this radio show and do all the community events that you are hearing about and even participating in, like our motivational conference, our I've Decided to Run and Ride, and we are just making some waves here in the community, and it's because of our awesome business members that allows us to do that. So please, please, please make sure you show them some love, and especially our new presenting business member, Junction City. We love to have them on board with us. They've been a huge supporter of I've Decided and really providing us the resources that we need to do, like I said, to bring the radio show and the local events to our community. So we are very, very grateful for those business members. Well, today we have two of our awesome business members with us, and my friend Kim Powell. Hey, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
And Kim and Jennifer Trevarthen. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
And these two gals together call themselves the Mamacitas. I love that. And we're going to explain. So you want to make sure you keep listening to the radio show to learn about this. But these ladies have very successful in-home businesses. They are both very successful business women, have two different companies that they run. And we are going to be busting some myths. You can't see us, but we all got the we're crossing. We're like the myth busters. We're like, you know, generation myth busters in here. So we are going to bust those myths about in-home businesses, network marketing, and what, you know, just hopefully educate you a little bit, inform you on what you need to be aware of if you're thinking about coming on board with an in-home business, questions you should ask, and making sure you're choosing the right business and that you are a good fit, and then you're going to work hard and you could potentially be very successful at it like these women. So let's just dive right in, because as I was just talking, and Kim, I'm looking at you, so I'll start with you first. I thought to myself, you know what I think happens? One of the myths is that people open in-home businesses, they spend the startup money to get going, and then they never really are successful, so then they've lost this money and wasted that money. And that happens a lot. But truthfully, that happens in all businesses. Mm-hmm. Most businesses are not successful, because what happens is people invest that money thinking it's a get-rich-quick scheme, mm-hmm. that they're not going to have to work.
Correct.
And then they find out, oh, wait, I actually do have to work. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that first, because I know you girls are hard workers. So talk about that investment of owning your own in-home business and how you do, you truly do have to work to earn the type of money that you both are earning.
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting us to do this. And that's a very great topic to start with. I do believe that there is a myth, you know, that it is a get-rich-quick type of position when you own your own business, network marketing, direct sales, whatever. But if you think about it, just like with any franchise, you know, that opens up their door, they're paying anywhere between, I think, $60,000 on up to start a brick and mortar business. Mm-hmm. And to do that, they, you know, when they invest that much, they are going to put working hours into that investment because they've got that money invested. What's really awesome with network marketing and in-home businesses like Jennifer and I are going to be talking about is your investment's very minimal. And so, and usually your investment for your starter kits or your products to start your business, you're able to use those products. You're able to wear those products.
You're getting products that you really like.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, you have, it's not like you have to, you feel like you're more lenient in your work hours because you don't have to pay back a lot of money for that investment. So there's pros and cons to that because you have to be self-motivated. You have to be disciplined with this type of business. So you have to treat it like a business. You have to put time in your calendar to work your business. What's really awesome about this compared to going to a 9-to-5 job is whatever effort you put into your business is what you get paid. So if I want to put 2 hours a day into my business, guess what? My paycheck's going to show that. But if I want to put, you know, part-time hours to full-time hours into my business, I'm going to get paid that. I'm going to get paid back my investment then some.
Yes. And what is your business, Kim?
My business is actually Monet Global. We are a naturally based anti-aging hair care line. We've been around the industry now for 3 years in October, and we are going to be $1 billion company next year. So there's a lot of success in
that
this type of...
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. $1 billion business. Wow. All right. Well, we have your partner in crime over here, the duo, the second person in the Mamacita duo, and that's Miss Jennifer Trevarthen. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thanks so much for being here. And thank both of you, I should say, for being a part in supporting I've Decided. We really appreciate that. So, Jennifer, what do you think about that financial myth where... Sometimes I think people get involved thinking it's a quick, get rich quick kind of scheme.
I agree. I mean, I have to tell you, just from personal experience, when I said yes to this opportunity, I was one of those people. And somebody said, come on, let's do this and let's bring this, you know, to Illinois. And I said, you know, I'll do it. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, what do you hope to earn with this? And I said, well, if I can earn some money to pay back my kids, you know, activities, help with that, contribute to my family, that'd be great. So maybe like $500 down the line, like in about 6 months, if I could do that consistently. I was very modest. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I just heard so much talk, so many of those myths. And I didn't want to be thought of as the pushy or anything like that. These companies have some great products. And I believed in the product 100%. I was going to purchase it anyway and thought, why not? Mm-hmm. The earning potential is huge. But it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, if it happens overnight, I don't know. I think maybe you're doing something wrong.
It's, that would probably be some type of ill-gain money, and then that's not going to last for very long, right?
Right. Yeah. But what I did have was the gift of gab, and I share it with my girlfriends, mm-hmm. and it did. It just, you know, it started happening. And if I like something, I like to share it, and I like to... you know, shout it out on Facebook. And what happened is that turned in. I'm like, this is a business. This has the opportunity to be huge. I mean, I learned how to work at it. You know, I didn't have a background in this, but it's a job. I do this full time now, and it is a business.
Yeah. And your business is?
Ruby Ribbon. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, that's okay. And what is Ruby Ribbon? I like the name. I love the name. Ruby
Ribbon. Yes. We are a social commerce company out of California, and we have fashion shapewear and fashion with shapewear built in, and we are famous for our cami that replaces a woman's bra, and it's just taken off like crazy. And we come out with 4 different collections each year, but it's really helping women. I've been able to change the lives of women. We have something that women are out there searching for, so it's been pretty amazing.
I will attest, the Curves ladies love Ruby Ribbon. It is wonderful for women, especially all women, so I don't want to categorize it. I hope that is not what this sounds like, but I know my women who've lost a lot of weight love the way that the Ruby Ribbon holds them in, tucks them in. It's designed for women, right?
Yeah, we give hugs, not spanks. We're comfortable.
I love that too.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that so much. That is so true. So that is awesome. So we are going to just continue to bust some myths on this radio show and talk to these very successful in-home business owners. And so you just keep on listening, and I think it's going to be a really, really great show. So we were talking about the whole concept of having to work at it. What are some other myths that you hear a lot, Jen? We'll start with you this time.
other myths. How many do we have a list? I think people consider it because we're working out of our home that we're not really working. And I, that's a tough one, I think, because people think you're at home, you get to be at home all day long and you're making money. And I think that's what they see. They don't realize a lot of my business has to do with being on the computer, calls, things that I can do at home, but I am working and I dedicate part of my schedule for all of those. You have to be very, you have to be very committed and very and able to switch hats, I guess, and especially as a mom. Yeah, I work from home, but I'm also juggling, you know, the housework and my kids and their needs. And so it does, you do face some extra challenges, but it's, we're at home, we're doing the same thing, we're working. So I think that's the biggest myth right there is people think that you're at home and you're just eating bonbons on the couch.
Well, that's funny because so many people work from home these days. Even big companies pay employees to work from home. Yeah. So what do you think about what she just said, Kim?
I agree with what she said. I have some friends, because I do work from home, they'll call and think I can just come over and have a cup of coffee or, you know, go out to lunch at a whim. And I have to let them know, you know, I actually have calls scheduled then, or I'm doing this for my business at that time. We'll have to reschedule. So it's kind of hard sometimes. And Jennifer can attest to this, that you do have to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. You do have, that's why it's so important to set times in your calendar to work your business and set those times to have a, you know, a coffee chat or something with a friend, but you've got to treat it like a business and it will reward you when you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is the same. And I can when you're talking about franchises, I can attest to that and, you know, greatly how expensive it is. And then you're at the mercy of what's happening. So, which brings me to my next question, because this is what we were talking about before we actually started recording, is, you know, the one bad apple, right? Mm-hmm. We know that saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bag, right? And so then you can get a bad image, or people can get a bad taste in their mouth simply because one person didn't do it or serve the business well. Right. That happens in franchises. I mean, you know, if you buy a burger from McDonald's, we were saying that, right? And you get sick, you're probably not ever going to buy another burger. And every McDonald's is a different franchise.
Right.
So what would you like to say about that myth?
Well, I'd like to set another example, kind of like with a restaurant. If you think about, you know, you can't judge one company by your personal experience and judge, or take one instance that happened to you and judge every other network marketing or home-based business. Just like if you were to go to a restaurant and you were to sit down and eat and you were to get bad service from a waitress, you're not going to leave there saying, I'm never going to go to a restaurant again. You know, you're not going to do that. That's just not how life works. And that's the way people should look at network marketing or home-based businesses. Just because one person may be a little pushy in their sales, or one person may have not given the customer service that you know, they feel like you deserved, that does not mean you need to put this label around every in-home business, because there is so many great people in these businesses, in these companies, that will give the great service, that aren't pushy, that are really there for their customer. So I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, educate themselves and find those people that own these businesses and work with someone that they can get along with, or that they can build a relationship with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. What do you say about that, Jennifer?
I mean, same thing. I mean, I think there's so many myths about home businesses, and you have to be very self-disciplined. And there's a lot of people that get out there and they think it's just going to happen. I'm going to buy one of your starter kits. I'm going to put it out. All my friends are just going to go nuts. Mm-hmm. And then when something doesn't work out the way they plan, they get real down in the dumps and all of a sudden get negative.
Right. And then they start bashing in-home businesses.
Exactly. You know,
and they, because they don't feel good about themselves or the results that they got.
Exactly. And it is. I mean, it's an emotional thing. I mean, you just have to be persistent and consistent. And it doesn't mean pushy. It means, you know, just going out there and sharing. And some people have different personalities. Some people are just a little bit pushier than others, just like any person you meet on the street.
So. But let's face it, sales is sales. Let's call it what it is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sales. We have salespeople everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go buy a car, you're going to talk to a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to a retail store, you are going to talk to someone who's selling whatever is in that store. What I struggle with the hardest, I think, especially, let's talk a little bit about social media. What I struggle with the hardest with social media is how negative people can be about their friends selling products. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you, you know what I mean? It's like, why would you? I sometimes think, do you really just don't want your friend to be successful? Like, I don't know.
Some of it's jealousy, I think. I think some people are working a full-time job and they're working, you know, 60, 70 hours a week and behind a desk. And sometimes when they see, you know, me that is able to be at home and plan my schedule accordingly, I mean, I can see, I'd be a little bit jealous of that too. But, and so sometimes I think people don't know. They either don't realize that their friend really does work for a living. She's not just sitting at home eating bonbons. Mm-hmm. And some of that may be just a little bit of jealousy, you know? It could be. And so sometimes people get negative.
That's a good point, Jen, because I could totally see how someone would think she's earning this trip to Las Vegas and she's at home all the time. And here I am, you know, working this 9-to-5 grind job and I don't get to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that, Kim?
Well, I just feel like it's educating people. There's going to be those people that they've got their mind closed and they don't want to hear about it. And they are going to be those negative Nellies. They're out there. And there's nothing that we can do to change that. But we, as business owners, can stand in confidence knowing that, you know, we work hard for our money. But we actually have the flexibility and the freedom that, you know, as a nurse that I did not have, because I was a nurse before. So I've done that 6-to-6, actually, shifts, you know, working 4-to-5 days straight with no breaks. So, but the difference in the mindset is what it is. You know, when I saw other nurses, you know, working less than I was, getting paid more than I was, even at the age of 20-something, I knew that there was something better out there. So, you know, it's just having that open mind and knowing that those people that may be a little jealous, that they're not stuck where there's opportunity for them too. They don't have to be stuck there. Just have that open mind and know that you don't have to be miserable. You don't have to take that out on someone else.
And I think people are just so concerned about what others think of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge myth I think we need to bust right
now. Yeah, I was
like,
that person.
We gotta stop. You were just...
I was. When I said yes to this, and I said, my girlfriend said, come on, let's do this. And I said, yes. I woke up, my eyes popped open every morning, and I'm like, what am I doing? What have I done? And I thought, people are gonna think I'm crazy. People are gonna think my husband lost his job. People are gonna think this. People are gonna think this. And seriously, that's what I went to.
And what did you do before Ruby Ribbon?
Well, I was a speech language pathologist, and then I stayed at home.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Speech language pathologist.
I heard a-ologist.
Yes.
That means that you are an expert.
Yeah. And then I was a stay-at-home mom for many years, and this just, you know, I stumbled onto it and said yes to the opportunity. And I expected my husband to talk me right out of it and say, no, you don't need to do that. And he was like, you know, you obviously love this. Why don't you give it a try? I want you to give it a year and give it your all. And so that's exactly what I did.
So you two women are highly educated women that had high-paying careers that are earning this money doing in-home businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see why people would be jealous. I might say I'm a little jealous too.
Well, I think people don't know that that's the potential, and it is. I mean, you know, it's not overnight though, and that's
right.
That's what we want to share. We want to, when you're looking for someone to add to your team, Kim, what kind of quality person are you looking for? Because do you just give anybody the opportunity, or are you really trying to define your team with the right people?
Well, you know, I mean, I do not want to discriminate in this business, because that's what's really awesome, because it is a level playing field. You do not have to be college educated. You don't even have to have a high school education, because the training's there. I know that sounds crazy, but there are people out there that do not have a college diploma or a degree that are very intelligent, but they just have not found their passion. So what I look for is someone that is a people person, that is not negative, that's positive. They have a vision, they have a dream, and they're willing to work. I mean, it's just very simple things. You know, they're coachable. you have to be coachable in anything that you do to find to be successful. So you have to be able to, you know, be educated to kind of tweak things that you're doing if they don't work. And we work as a team. I don't, you know, I want people that are excited to help each other mm-hmm. and encourage each other. Those are some really big things.
So they can use their in-home business as a platform, really,
to
do what their goals are.
Yes.
You know, just utilizing that in-home business as a platform or resource to get there.
Yeah.
Do you look for something special in people when you're bringing on your team? Or
you know, I don't look for anybody special. And I guess because I am, they're all special. But what I
don't worry, if you're listening, you're on Jim's team. You're all my favorite.
You're my favorite. I was that person. You know, I was the person. I'm the introvert. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that is shy. I'm everything somebody would say that I couldn't be successful. I mean, you would look at me and say that I probably couldn't do this. I have those qualities, being shy, not being being a little bit of an introvert. And for me to be able to do this and be successful, I know that anybody can. And so as long as you have the drive, we're here to teach you. We have excellent within our companies. That's the beauty of it is mm-hmm. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've got everything, you know, all the training, all the tools, all the graphics, any conference calls, anything you could want. We've got the training, so you're not alone, and we have a great support system. But I think, just knowing myself, I mean, anybody could do this. Anybody can probably do it even better than I can, and I firmly, firmly believe that.
I want to kind of piggyback off that, too, because I know you probably had those certain fears that you were talking about when you joined. Mm-hmm. And so we've got different personalities because I'm the one that I don't care what people think about me. That's just the way I am. But I will say I knew nothing about hair care. Mm-hmm. So that's what scared me. I'm like, how in the world am I going to share hair care? I knew it. I loved it. I did the research on the company and found out it's really what it says it is. But I found out that our company has the tools. I mean, we don't have to know everything. Mm-mm. In this type of business, any type of, you know, home-based business like this, your company is going to provide you tools and education that you need to help you be successful.
Just like in a franchise.
They're investing
in
you.
It is a very similar concept. It's a very similar concept. Mm-hmm. You just don't have to have the brick and mortar and spend all that mm-hmm. money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, truthfully, you have the opportunity. You know, I use almost every product that I use. Is from an in-home business for many reasons. I think, like you said, they're good products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when you buy from in-home business for the most part, I don't know every in-home business out there, so I don't want to be so blanketed that there could be one that's not so good. But for the most part, they're good products. They're good quality products. Mm-hmm. And then I think, why would I not support my friends? I want to see people be successful. And this is the last thing I want to talk about with you girls, because you're working together. You call yourselves mamacitas. Mm-hmm. And so I think we've overcome some myths on the show today. And I know you girls be watching for these girls out on social media. They're going to be busting some myths coming at you with live videos. It's going to be great. But I love that you're working together. And, you know, that's my dream. It's one reason why we created I've Decided, so that we could be a platform to encourage people mm-hmm. and say, hey, it's okay for you to be successful.
Right.
In fact, it's beyond okay. And it's okay, Jennifer, for you to be successful. And it's okay for me to be successful. Mm-hmm. It's okay for everybody to be successful. In fact, we want to encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the direction that our world, we got to change this. We have got to stop this jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. And we've got to stop comparing ourselves. And we have to realize each of us has our own purpose.
Mm-hmm. And educating ourselves. I mean, being open-minded. You know, if you have this myth about network marketing or direct sales, don't just think these things. I mean, educate yourself. You know, pull up some material on these companies and different things from the company. Don't Google. I mean, there's people that are just negative Nellies. They're going to go through and give everybody these bad ratings. That's just how people are, unfortunately.
Well, and there's fake news.
But yes, exactly.
Let's not forget the fake news channel.
Right.
Yeah, which is actually hurting the real news. Think about that. Talk about myths. Mm-hmm. You know, we got real news people. One of my dear friends is in the news and is very passionate about her stories mm-hmm. and loves sharing these stories and getting out. And there's bad news out there that's making them look bad.
Right.
just what you said about, you know, we're all here together. And that's what I love about I've Decided, is because mm-hmm. the way you feel leaving I've Decided or coming to anything that's involved with I've Decided, you just feel so uplifted, supportive, like you could just conquer the world with everybody's support. And that's where, you know, Kim and I have come together. And just, I admire her so much. I admire her for business. I admire her as a mother. And it was just natural that we kind of come together as and brainstorm and talk mm-hmm. with each other about this. But that's, I think, what both of us do. We realize that we can do this. And one of the things that, yeah, I have a product to sell that I love and I'm passionate about. What I love more, and I didn't realize I would love it more, I'd love more, is that I have a team of women across the United States that I'm able to teach to do the same thing I do. And they're providing, you know, an income for their kids, for their families, food on the table. It's pretty powerful, pretty amazing.
It is. And I mean, you probably feel the same way as I do, Jen. You know, being successful in our own personal businesses is awesome, but when we are able to celebrate our lineage and our team, mm-hmm. and when they reach their goals, I mean, it's the best thing ever. And in our companies too, our companies appreciate us. I mean, there's recognition. As a nurse, and I'm sure as a speech pathologist like you were, you don't get recognized. You barely get a pat on the back. You don't get raises because, you know, the economy. And with our positions, we are able to help others be successful and let them know that the dreams that they have are achievable, you know, and there's people around them to support them, because the world is negative. Mm-hmm. And what's really, I think that's what sets us apart, is because our type of business, we're a group of positive individuals. Mm-hmm. And I love as well, I've Decided, it just brings all kinds of local businesses together, supporting each other. I actually just came from Junction City. I'm going back to do some shopping. I've got some stuff on hold. But, you know, if you guys are listening to this, I think the biggest thing is to support your friends, support your local small businesses, even the brick and mortar stores, because,
yes,
I mean, why would you want to go and support a franchise when there's a local coffee shop down the street that, you know, somebody needs to pay their bills? Why would you want to go, you know, and support Walmart when you can go to a boutique, to their clearance rack, and probably find something even higher quality, same price, and you're supporting a mom or a dad or a family, you know, to
and
be able
to... And the money is staying in the community.
Exactly.
So be sure. I mean, there are great small business owners that own franchises, and there are big box stores that are necessary for certain things.
Yes.
But what we're saying is, be wise, be smart. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to where you're spending your money. You know, so many people are just going online, just shopping online, shop mm-hmm. online. And there's a reason to do that too, but you can shop online and support people. I know I buy my hair products online,
right?
But it supports yeah. you, right? So
exactly.
you can do that. But you can, but if you just go out and buy something online, you don't know where your money's going. It's not, you might be saving a few bucks, mm-hmm. but you're really hurting your local economy. In the long run, we are hurting each other by not shopping local, by not keeping our money in our community.
And you're not getting the customer service.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know Jennifer and I both were all about taking care of our customers. And mm-hmm. me as an individual, too, I like customer service. If I go into even a chain store and somebody's not polite, I don't want to go back in there. So with our type of businesses, you are getting that individual customer service that is so hard to find these days. And that's priceless.
Yeah. It is priceless. I don't know. I think, I can't believe we're getting close to ending our half hour show. Wow. This, I know, it goes by really fast, doesn't it? It's like crazy. We get to talking, and hopefully you've been enjoying this show, learning a little more about in-home businesses, you know, and maybe just owning your own business isn't for you. It's not meant for everybody right. to own their own business. And so, but hopefully you're thinking, well, I learned a little bit more. It's great to hear some success stories. And just want to end on this note. You both are living proof that people can be successful in in-home businesses. So that myth that it's you're not going to make money, you're going to lose money or spend money and not get anything back is just not true.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Well, yeah, we busted it.
You busted the myth. Awesome. Hey, I'm gonna make it easy for you. If you want to get in touch with Kim Powell with Monate Global, or Jennifer Trevarthen with Ruby Ribbon, if you want to just find out about their products, if you're interested in potentially opening your own business and you love what you heard today and you'd like to talk to one of these girls, you can find them easily on our resource page. If you go to ivedecided.org and click on resources, You'll find them right there. Click on their page. All their information and contact information will be there so that you can reach out to them. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show today. And I will look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?